There were great steppes and rocky tableland stretching half limitless in starlit night, with alien campfires shedding feeble light on beasts with tinkling bells in shaggy bands. Far to the south, the plain sloped low and wide to a dark zigzag line of wall that lay like a huge python of some primal day which endless time had chilled and petrified. I shivered oddly in the cold, thin air and wondered where I was and how I came, when a cloaked form against a campfire's glare rose and approached and called me by my name. Staring at the dead face beneath the hood, I ceased to hope because I understood. Beyond that wall, whose ancient masonry reached almost to the sky in moss-thick towers, there would be terraced gardens rich with flowers and flutter of bird and butterfly and bee. There would be walks and bridges arching over warm lotus pools reflecting temple eaves, and cherry trees with delicate boughs and leaves against a pink sky where herons hover. All would be there, for had not old dreams flung open the gate to that stone lantern maze, where drowsy streams spin out their winding ways, trailed by green vines from bending branches hung. I hurried, but when the wall rose grim and great, I found there was no longer any gate.